Understand why normal objects can become emotionally, symbolically, and financially valuable, then practice explaining value with clear B1 English. Some objects are valuable because they are useful. A chair is useful because we can sit on it. A cup is useful because we can drink from it. A phone is useful because we can call people, take photos, and use the internet. But other objects feel valuable for a different reason. They may not be expensive or special by themselves, but they carry a story. An old watch from a grandfather may not cost much money, but for one family, it can feel priceless. This lesson looks at a simple but powerful question. Why can an ordinary thing feel special? The answer is not only about money. It is also about memory, emotion, identity, belief, and story. Do you own something that is not expensive but still feels important to you? Have you ever kept a ticket, photo, keychain, or small gift because of a memory? Would you pay more for an object if a famous person used it? Do you think people are logical when they decide what something is worth? The easiest kind of value to understand is practical value. Practical value means what something does. A warm coat protects you from cold weather. A strong bag carries your things. A good kitchen knife helps you cook. Story value is different. Story value means the meaning an object gets from people, places, or events connected to it. A plain coffee cup may be almost worthless in a shop, but if it was the cup you used every morning during an important year of your life, it may feel special. These two kinds of value can live inside the same object. A watch can tell time, but it can also remind you of a person. A guitar can make music, but it can also remind fans of a famous concert. The physical object may stay the same, but the story around it changes the way people feel. This topic is connected to magical thinking. Magical thinking means people feel that something has a hidden connection, power, or meaning, even when there is no clear scientific reason. For example, some people have a lucky pen, lucky socks, or a lucky shirt. The item may not really change the future. However, it can change how the person feels. A student may feel more confident using a lucky pen during a test. An athlete may feel calmer wearing the same socks before an important game. This does not mean the person is foolish. It shows that humans are emotional and symbolic. We often give meaning to things because meaning helps us feel connected, confident, or safe. A normal object can change value without changing physically. Imagine a baseball bat. It is just wood or metal. But if a famous player used it to win an important game, it becomes more than a bat. It becomes part of a story. First, the object gains meaning. People connect it to a famous person, a special event, or an important moment. Next, it gains emotional value. Fans feel excited because the object feels close to someone they admire. Finally, it may gain market value. If many people want it and there is only one original, the price can become much higher. The object itself does not become stronger, faster, or more beautiful. The story changes the value. This is why two physically similar objects can have very different prices. Imagine two guitars. They are the same model, the same color, and the same age. One guitar stayed in a shop. The other guitar was used by a famous musician during a famous concert. Physically, the two guitars may be almost the same. They are made from the same materials and may sound similar. But many people would pay much more for the musician's guitar. Why? Because it was really there. It has history. One reason is the feeling of essence. Essence means the special inner quality of a person or thing. Of course, a famous person's real personality does not move into an object. But emotionally, people may feel that the object carries a small part of that person's life or energy. This is why original objects are often more valuable than copies. A copy can copy the shape, color, and design, but it cannot copy the real moment. Stories can add positive value, but they can also add negative value. If an object belonged to someone kind, brave, or talented, people may feel warm about it. If it belonged to a dangerous or cruel person, many people may feel uncomfortable. Imagine two identical sweaters. One was worn by your favorite musician. The other was worn by a serious criminal. The material may be the same, but most people would feel very differently about touching or wearing them. This shows that objects can collect emotional meaning from their history. A good story can make an object feel beautiful, exciting, or safe. A bad story can make it feel dirty, frightening, or disturbing. Sometimes negative objects still become expensive because they are rare or historically important, but the feeling around them is different. This idea is not only about famous people. Family objects can also feel very special. A ring from a grandmother, a watch from a grandfather, an old photo, a letter, or a toy from childhood may have little market value, but emotionally, it can be priceless. Family objects are special because they connect us to people, places, and moments. They help us remember. They make the past feel close. A stranger may see only an old watch, but one family may see love, identity, and history. This kind of value is private. Other people may not understand it immediately. That does not make it less real. Emotional value is not always public. Sometimes the strongest meaning belongs only to one person or one family. Magical thinking is not only about objects. Places can also feel special because of what happened there. People visit famous music studios, old castles, temples, sports stadiums, movie locations, and historical sites because they want to stand where something meaningful happened. The place may look normal, but the story makes it powerful. A small room can feel important if a famous writer worked there. A quiet street can become famous if a movie was filmed there. A sports field can feel emotional if a championship was won there. This is one reason tourism is popular. People do not only want to see things, they want to feel connected to history, culture, beauty, or famous moments. The physical place and the story become one experience. Brands also use symbolic value. A bag, watch, or pair of shoes may be useful, but the brand adds extra meaning. People may feel stylish, successful, cool, elegant, or rich when they use it. The product does not only say, "I can carry things," or "I can tell time." It can also say something about identity. It can tell other people, "This is my taste," or "This is the kind of person I want to be." This is why some people pay much more for branded items. They are not only buying function, they are buying meaning, image, and status. Of course, this does not mean branded items are always worth the price. Sometimes the quality is better. Sometimes people mostly pay for the name and the story around the name. Price is not only about materials. It is also about desire. If many people want the same object and the object is rare, the price can rise. A normal shirt can be made many times. But the shirt worn by a famous singer at a famous concert is only one shirt. The pattern is simple. An object gets a story. The story creates emotion. The emotion creates desire. Desire creates demand. And demand can raise the price. This does not mean price is always logical. People often mix facts and feelings when they decide value. They may say they are paying for an object, but they are also paying for connection, memory, status, or a story they want to own. What is the difference between practical value and story value? Practical value is what an object does, while story value is the meaning it gets from memories, people, places, or events connected to it. Which kind of value usually matters more to you, practical value or story value? Practical value matters more to me because story value matters more to me when Why can a lucky item change how a person feels? A lucky item can make a person feel more confident or safe, even if the item does not really change the future. Have you ever had a lucky item, routine, or place? I once felt lucky when I do not have a lucky item, but I understand it because how can an object become more valuable without physically changing? It can become more valuable when people connect it to an important person, event, or story, and that creates emotion and demand. Would you pay more for an object if it had an interesting story? I might pay more if I would not pay more because why is the original guitar more valuable than the same guitar from a shop? The original guitar is more valuable because it was connected to a real famous moment, so people feel it has history and essence. Would you rather have a perfect copy of a famous object or the real original? I would choose the original because I would choose the copy if. How can an object gain negative value? An object can gain negative value when it is connected to a bad person or frightening event, so people feel uncomfortable about it. Would you use something if you knew it belonged to a terrible person? I would feel uncomfortable because I might use it if. Why can family objects feel priceless, even when they are not expensive? They can feel priceless because they connect people to family memories, love, identity, and personal history. What family object or personal object would you want to keep for a long time? I would like to keep. It matters to me because. Why can a place feel special? A place can feel special because people connect it to an important event, person, story, or memory. Is there a place you visited that felt special because of its history or story? One place that felt special was I felt connected to it because what kind of extra value can a brand add to an object? A brand can add symbolic value such as style, status, identity, or the feeling of belonging to a certain image. Do you think branded items are usually worth the higher price? Sometimes they are worth it when sometimes people mostly pay for how can a story make the price of an object rise? A story can create emotion and desire, and if many people want a rare object, demand can raise the price. Do you think price is usually logical, emotional, or both? I think price is partly logical because I think price is emotional when. Final speaking. Why do people care about objects used by famous people? Final speaking. Can an object really carry a person's energy, or is it only in our imagination? Final speaking. Is magical thinking always bad? Final speaking. Why are original items usually more valuable than copies? Final speaking. What makes family objects different from normal old objects? Final speaking. How do brands use symbolic value? Final speaking. Are souvenirs important or are they usually just useless things? Final speaking. What object in your life has the strongest emotional value? Final speaking. Can a bad story make an object lose value? Final speaking. What gives something more value, beauty, usefulness, rarity, or story? The object itself is normal, but the story makes it special. For me, the emotional value is higher than the market value. I can understand why people pay more for the original. The price is not only about materials, it is also about demand. I would not sell it because it reminds me of. This topic shows something important about humans. We do not live only in a world of objects. We live in a world of meanings. A thing can have practical value, market value, emotional value, and symbolic value. Practical value means what it does. Market value means how much money people will pay. Emotional value means how it makes us feel. Symbolic value means the story, status, memory, or identity it carries. A simple object can become powerful when it is connected to memory, fame, love, fear, history, or identity. The physical object may stay the same, but its meaning can change. When meaning changes, people's feelings change. When many people's feelings change, the market price can change too.